All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. It was a fun night last Saturday down in Murfreesboro as the Blue Raiders beat Murray State 38-14. Rain delay, but who cares? They got the win. I'd have stayed till Monday to watch that game being played. Let's bring on the head coach at MTSU, our good friend Coach Derek Mason. Coach, congratulations on the win. What a feeling. 9-10 hours on the field and everything, but we got the win. That's all that matters.
Big Joe, that's all that matters for us. It was a long contest, and our guys weathered the storm, so to speak, and at the end of the day, we're victorious, so now we're on the marshal.
I love it. A great effort by your team. Now, when you go back and watch film, you see things that obviously during the game you can't see because you're busy with everything. What stood out to you for your football team that you're so proud of from last Saturday night?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that. Really, what it comes down to is that we went into the season wanting to have a different mentality, a physical mentality, and I thought that showed up. I thought, obviously, the offensive line was much improved defensively, and you saw some good things, especially on that first series, and just how resilient the group was. I thought these guys played together. They had great energy. They came out with great energy. And this is a connected team. So it's more than one thing. It's just the totality of, you know, the beginning of week of practice to how they performed on Saturday. And, you know, I'm just so proud of these guys, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And watching Roman kind of lead the offense, I was watching him coach on the sidelines, high-fiving teammates, talking up the defense. I mean, that's what you want out of a leader, I would think.
Yeah, you know, that's why he was voted by his teammates as his captain. I think his energy is contagious. You know, he's never met a teammate, a football game, or, you know, a situation that he didn't like. You know, he's an ultimate competitor. I mean, he loves the game. He shows up every day. And, again, just being around him, you know, like, these guys like playing for him, and they like playing with him, like, as well. And that's another dynamic, man, that was just interesting, you know, to watch, feel, and just be a part of.
MTSU head football coach Derek Mason's on the line with us. Coach, when it comes to the running backs, I mean, Antonio Martin, one of the players you grabbed in the portal, has 15 carries for 103 yards. I mean, you can't ask anything better for a debut game for a guy like that.
Yeah, this wasn't his first rodeo. I think, you know, having made, you know, several trips and stops, being reunited with Coach Shelfo and Coach Poré. This young man's got talent. He's got great feet, good contact balance. He runs physical. And, you know, the trio of running backs between DJ Taylor, Terrence Brown, and Antonio, man, is just amazing to watch because they all bring something different to the table. You know, when you looked at it, man, it was just Antonio's night. Man, he got the lion's share of the carries, and he made him pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you go to the wide receivers, I mean, we talked last week about just having the continuity from last season to this season, one of those players being Cameron Lacy. I mean, 118 yards in the air with the touchdown, averaging just about 15 yards per catch. I mean, that is a offense that was clicking on all cylinders Saturday night.
Yeah, watching Cam, man, he's the R2 button on the joystick, you know. He's that dude, man, that can – you know, I mean, he'll run past you, man. He'll beat you in a phone booth. It doesn't matter, you know, man, what he does. But it's not just him. It's, you know, him being flanked with depth and him having such great, you know, chemistry with Roman. Those guys have worked extremely hard to sort of, you know, get this thing moving in the right direction. And so, you know, kudos to Cam. But that dude, like Roman, he's the first in the building, last out of the building. And you just love the way the dude plays, man, because he's small, but he plays big.
Yeah, and getting to the defensive side of the ball, a side of the football you enjoy, you know, coaching. When it comes to your defensive backs and your linebackers, I mean, getting all 11 hats to the ball, you know, being able to hold basically Murray State to just 145 yards receiving, that's got to feel pretty good watching your DBs to kind of get out of the break and just be able to get into coverage.
Yeah, you know, we were better, and I expect this to be much improved as we go through the season, but to see guys like Jackson Lowe, you know, Jason Hardy, you know, I look at Kalen. I thought Woods, man, played, you know, like a heck of a ball game. And then you see some new faces. Man, you see, you know, James Johnson. You get a chance to see, you know, man, a couple other guys on the back end flying around. But Aston Taylor, you know, man, to me, along with Corey Schmidt, those guys, you know, locked it up most of the night. Man, they did a good job running and hitting at the linebacker position. And, you know, Corey's been here, but Ashton being new, both of those guys being captains, I thought they led the way.
Well done. We're talking MTH football coach Derek Mason. Coach, now we go up to Marshall on Saturday. They had a tough time versus Penn State on Saturday. So I know you're expecting a very pissed off, mad Marshall team on Saturday.
That's right. I mean, Marshall's a better football team than what that score indicated. And I think this group playing at home, they'll be physical defensively on offense. Man, they've got weapons. The quarterback is a dual-threat quarterback. Man, he's got plenty of weapons, as we saw last year when we played them here. They've had some changes along the front. But it's a group that in all three phases, you know, can make some plays, and they're aggressive. They take some chances, and they're going to be a great contest for us. You know, having to go to Huntington and play on the road, that's one of those things, man, that you look forward to. So here we go.
You've always talked about this, even the last couple of years we've had you on. Going on the road is like survive the first couple of body blows, right? The first quarter,
right.
Just survive that, and then get to the second and keep it pretty close, right?
Well, like that's what it is, right? You got to go into somebody else's house, so you know you're going to hit that first wave, and then you got to swim through it, and then the second wave, you got to punch your way through it, and then what you look to be is close or trying to, you know, run away from that thing in the fourth quarter. So that's our plan. That's the way we practice, and we plan on going to Huntington to play ahead of a ball game.
You like that? It's your team versus the world, right? Isn't that kind of what coaches go on the road? I know my coaches were the same. Like, hey, on the road, it's us versus everybody, and I kind of like that. Do you preach kind of along those lines too?
Absolutely. I mean, you gotta flip the noise. The fan base, okay, man, is cheering for you, not against you. Man, you look at this thing, man, you're gladiators, you know, in the Roman Coliseum. And now what we got to do, man, is fight for our lives, and we got us. So I like it. I like being on the road. Road games are fun. It's going to bring out the best in this team. And now what we get a chance to do is jump over the next hurdle, which is can we win on the road? And that's a great test.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Playing on the road is definitely a difficult feat, especially in college football, because you never know what you're going to run into atmosphere-wise. But when it comes to some of the things you probably need to work on offensively or defensively, what have you seen, I guess, going through the tape this past week leading up into Marshall?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I mean, defensively, and I'll start there, I thought, you know, we leaked a little bit in the run game. And we gave up an explosive run because of misfits. You know, by the defensive front and not being able to correct it on the back end. And, you know, like once you put those things on tape, man, people are going to scratch where it itches. Offensively, I think it was pretty seamless in terms of what we were able to get done. But the reality is there's some things in protection that we still have to work through, even though they had the offensive line gave up no sacks. And on special teams, you know, I was a little disappointed in our coverage team, especially kickoff coverage. And I thought, you know, man, we gave up way too many explosives. And there was a touchdown call back, you know, due to a penalty. And it was an obvious penalty, but I just didn't like the way we aggressively covered in the kick. And so that's been a point of emphasis. So those are the areas, man, that we're working on. The best progress is from game one to game two. So here we go.
I love it. Coach, thanks for everything. I'll see you on the plane Friday. And let's get one on Saturday, Coach. Thank you.
Man, let's go get it. Let's go blue.
All right, Coach Derek Mason, head football coach at MTSU. They're 1-0 in the season with one over Murray State. Marshall is, I've never been there, but I've heard it's a loud place. They love that football team up there, so it should be a fun environment on Saturday night. And look, man, they took it on the chin to Penn State on Saturday, and a lot of, you know, group of five, is it group of five or group of six?
Group of six.
Group of six teams took it on the chin Saturday, except for Western Michigan, which should have won. But so they'll be ready to go on.
UMass, would you not consider them group of six?
Yeah, well, they beat Rutgers, man. So
still, right. I mean, Rutgers.
I get it.
They could default themselves to G6 as
that's,
well.
Well, that was funny. The like Rutgers had to pay UMass $1.5 million, and then because of the opening game, they shut off fireworks, and so like there was like nobody in the stands. They spent all this money on fireworks, but look, it's why I love football, man. It's the, you know, it's the next game that you get to kind of play and see what you can do. All right, we got a lot of responses around our text line today.
Yes,
because college football is here. College bars are in full force. What is your fake bar name? 615-737-1025. 1025. We'll come out. We got a ton of responses on our text line. Call if you want to. This is your show. Dr. Crane today for Chase McKay. Brando behind the board. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, 1025 The Game.